welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greeting, beloved brother and sister, my spiritual family. I look forward so every day to meeting with you Monday through Friday, at least when the broadcast is on. And for those of you that aren't able to catch the broadcast, just go to our website and you can listen anytime at your convenience. That's just unveilchrist.org and click on UCM Broadcast. Well, with the Lord's help, we are going to conclude the teaching I have been sharing on our relationship with the Holy Spirit. And as I said, I went through the Word of God, and there were six general areas I found that I'm sharing with you of ways that we can grieve the Holy Spirit. And we can do that just by way of review. And if you're taking notes, the first way was by unholy or profitless talk. By our tongue, we can grieve the Holy Spirit. Secondly, by ignoring His presence. And we can do that on an individual, personal basis in terms of our daily lives, just not being aware that He's there to help and to guide and to direct. We can do it in the church world. The sheep of God can offend by not honoring fivefold ministry, pastors, and speaking against those that God has placed in authority. We can reject His teaching, and which is He will bring to life the Word of God, or we can refuse His leading, like Saul did. Remember, he rejected, you know, obedience is better than sacrifice. That's what the prophet Samuel rebuked him with when he refused to obey the word of the Lord. Fourthly, by conniving at things which he hates, and I know that's not a very familiar word, but that means it means implied assent, voluntary blindness, or tacit approval. In other words, we're showing partiality or favoritism to something that offends and grieves the Holy Spirit, which is sin or worldliness or things that do not pertain to God's kingdom. And then fifthly, by serving God in our own strength. The Holy Spirit has come for us to work the works that Jesus said, the works that I do, the same you will do. But we have to rely on the power of the Holy Spirit to do that. And also by grieving or offending the children of God. And by that way, or by that, I don't mean just to be a milquetoast, but to speak the truth in love. Now, we can grieve the Holy Spirit in all of these six ways, or we can choose to bring joy to the heart of God by righteous living, by a contrite and humble spirit, and by offering the precious fruit of our lips to Him as a sacrifice of praise. It's our choice, and I believe that's your desire, that you want to please the Lord. In conclusion, let me just wrap up some of the functions of the Holy Spirit in the church. He edifies the church, and there was a scripture I gave yesterday, Acts 9:31. Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied. And he edifies the church, he imparts the love of God. Romans 5:35 says, we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. Beloved, we need to have those same purposes. Amen. Also, the Holy Spirit imparts hope. Romans 15th chapter, verse 13 says, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Someone's listening to me right now, and you if you were very honest, you'd say, Lord, I don't feel very hopeful. You feel that there's not much ahead. There's so many things that have happened all at once, and you're getting not only discouraged, you're depressed, and you're feeling just, you feel so far away from the Lord, and you don't understand what's going on in your life. Well, I want to pray with you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I lift your beloved, and Lord, I'm asking the Holy Spirit, Lord, that you would fill their heart with all joy and peace in believing. I bind the lies and delusions of the enemy, the wearing down his effects. And Lord, I ask that in the midst of what seems to be confusion and a totally distressing situation, you're going to release your hope. And Lord, that they will abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Fill their hearts, Lord, with joy and peace in believing. I take authority over unbelief, and I release the faith of God to allow the ministry of the Holy Spirit to be accomplished right now, where fresh faith and hope is being infused into their hearts and spirits through the power of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Another scripture I'd like to share with you on the Holy Spirit imparting hope is Galatians 5:5. For we, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. Also, the last function I'll share with you of the Holy Spirit is that he communicates joy to the saints. Praise God. Romans 4, can we use more of that? Amen? Yes? Romans 14:17 says, a familiar scripture, I trust, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. In other words, it's not a series of rules and regulations, not a legal ritual to be observed, but it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And then Galatians 5:22 says, there's a listing of the fruit of the Spirit, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. That's a powerful scripture. Not only does that outline the fruit of the Spirit, which is the personality of Jesus, the character of the Holy Spirit, but there's no law against them. In other words, if we will just live in this, we don't have to worry about rules and regulations. There's a wonderful simplicity in serving God if we will just follow his precious leading. And the Holy Spirit will enlighten the Word of God so that Word will be a lamp and a light unto our feet and pathway. The third chapter, let me read this, verses 16 and 17, says that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ might dwell in your hearts by faith. Beloved, Jesus has come to dwell in our spirits, our inner man, when we invited him at salvation. And so his precious Holy Spirit guides and directs and teaches us along the pathway of our lives. And just think how thrilling, while the Holy Spirit's here helping us, it's just thrilling to contemplate that Jesus is busy. He's not only praying for us at the right hand of the Almighty, his Father, but he's preparing a place for you and me, even now, where we shall behold him face to face in the company of all of our loved ones who have gone before and all the saints of the ages. Praise God. You know, it's just a wonderful thing to realize how precious the Holy Spirit is. I want to pray with you. Let me do that right now, if you will join your heart with me. Father, Lord, I thank you for these wonderful truths that you've allowed us to share together. And Father, I'm praying that in every area, we will be so mindful of the sensitivity of the Holy Spirit, and we will not grieve him in any of those ways we've shared, but we will delight his heart, as we will delight your heart in glorifying Jesus, in doing the works that you've called us to do, in living a joy-filled life, not of wearing ourselves out with a whole list of things to do, trying to prove that we're, you know, wonderful servants of Christ, but just being filled with his joy and peace and allowing the Holy Spirit to direct us. Lord, I just thank you for your goodness. I ask you for giving us that grace and that sensitivity and awareness of the Holy Spirit, that this will begin a new walk, a new day in our lives as we are so aware of the precious Holy Spirit with us. Praise God. Amen. You know, one of the most basic needs of man is the comfort and protection of just feeling safe, of security, of a home, no matter how humble it might be. And yet, when you think of it, the things that are truly home are not just shelter, but it's love and togetherness. Isn't that right? Even those abiding alone can experience the all-satisfying companionship of God abiding within. Isn't that wonderful? You know, I just sense the Holy Spirit wanted to share this word with you, so I'm going to obey Him. My beloved, have you not invited me to be at home in your heart? You are my dwelling place, and it is a good thing to be welcomed and to be at home with you. Think of all the good things of home. Think of the comfort and security and love and togetherness. It is not a structure, a place that makes a home, but it's the life lived within. That place may be a tent or a mansion, but without my presence, it's nothing. Yet, beloved, even a tent becomes a palace, for I am there, and I bring all the very best of all that home means with me, and I share it with you. So, dear one, let me be completely at home in your heart, and you will never be alone. There will always be provision, security, as well as fellowship. There will always be peace and harmony. There will always be love, says your Father. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for that precious word. Amen. We receive it. Amen. You're at home with us, and we're at home with you, our true dwelling place. Praise God. Well, beloved, it has been a real privilege to share this word with you, and I invite you to tune in to the broadcast next time. We'll see what the Lord has for us, and I ask the Lord's blessings upon you as we depart our time together. I do invite you to write if you've been blessed by the broadcast. I know the Lord will minister to you on an ongoing basis through the Ministry of Correspondence. The announcer will give our contact information. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.